Hey everybody, this is Stacey Boyd of the Mommy Diaries podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that you are having a great week and that your Tuesday is going well. Before we even get started with the podcast, I wanted to ask for a favor. Could you please subscribe to this podcast and also share this podcast with fellow mommies, other women, whoever you think would benefit from it, and ask them to subscribe too. Thank you so much for that. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about something that came up when the other night when we were having devotion with our kids. I was actually reading to them out of one of their Bibles, and it was talking about how God takes care of us and how he takes care of the birds in the air and the sparrows, and how he takes care of the flowers, and they're dressed so beautifully and they had to do nothing but receive it, because that's what they were made for. And I wrote something down and I wanted to read it to you all. And it says, "Come to God as you are. Don't think that you have to be in a certain place, talk a certain way. He just wants you. No soliloquies, no fuss, no frills, just you. God just wants you, all of you. So talk to him, no matter where you are or how it sounds. Tell him, ask him, thank him, love him." And that's kind of what I got after our devotion with the kids. But I just wanted to encourage you all today, just go to God. I know sometimes that we think that we have to be in a certain place, or we have to be in a certain building, or we have to, wear certain things or feel a certain way. No, just go to God wherever you are. Just go to him. You can be in your car like I am right now and you can talk to God. You can be in the grocery store and you can talk to God. You can be honestly in the middle of a heated discussion with your husband and you can talk to God. No matter where you are, no matter what the situation, just talk to him. Tell him how much you care. Tell him what's on your heart. Tell him what's on your mind. Tell him how much you love him. That's what God wants of us. And I think sometimes, and I know this goes for me, I used to think that I had to have everything together to talk to God. You know, I had to feel a certain way. I had to be at church. I had to do this. I had to do that. When it's like, no, just go to him. You know, like sometimes, you know, I have to get myself together, because sometimes I feel like, man, I can't talk to God until I clean up the house, or I'll talk to God after I get this with the kids, or I'll talk to God then, or I'll talk to God after I do this. But no, what he was really impressing upon me is just come to me. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter how you're feeling, how the house looks, how the kids are acting, just come to me. And sometimes I have to focus on just going to God. You know, I have to put things aside. I have to close the door and just talk to God, like, hey, this is how I'm feeling about this. I don't have the best attitude. You know, I yelled at the kids. I was cold toward my husband. This is what I'm going through and I need you. So again, that's my spiel for today. I just wanted to encourage you all just to go to God. No matter what the situation is, no matter what's going on, just go to him, because he's there, he's listening, and he's waiting. God bless you. Talk to you soon.